This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, who's got the Junior Mints? Movie time in Toronto. But first, an American woman and her Turkish fiancé are in custody in a German jail today. They're suspected of planning a bomb attack on a U.S. military base near Heidelberg in southern Germany. Authorities have identified the couple as Astrid Eisiger and Osman Petmezja. Ms. Eisiger reportedly has dual American-German citizenship and works at a store on the base. Police found more than 280 pounds of chemicals in their apartment, along with five pipe bombs and a photograph of Osama bin Laden. Peter Finn is covering the story for The Washington Post. He's in Berlin. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
And how did they uncover these suspects?
The Germans say that they got a tip from U.S. authorities, which led them to the couple. And they raided their apartment Thursday night, found the explosives, chemicals, and the picture of bin Laden, some literature, a book on bomb making, and arrested them.
Do we know what kind of access that, I believe it was the woman had to the base? She had a job on the base?
Yes, yeah, she worked in what the military called the PX, or the Post Exchange, which is a large store where military personnel and their dependents shop. Because of that, she would have had identification that would allow her access to move on and off the base without being subject to extensive searches, if any search at all. And so therefore, she represented, if the allegations are proven, a serious threat.
We're talking about Campbell Barracks, which is U.S.
Correct.
Army headquarters in Europe, and we're told that 16,000 American military personnel are there.
And family live and work in and around that area. The barracks is also located in the city itself.
How much more has been released or have you been able to discover about the identities of the two people in custody, how old they are?
Well, they're young. The woman is 23. The man is 25. They also say that the man had expressed views in the past, which led them to believe that he hated Americans and Jews.
We should explain, though, he hasn't been taken into custody for that, but because of the 280 pounds of bombs or chemicals
Correct.
In their apartment. We have read reports that German authorities, in fact, are following scores of individuals that may at one point have been trained in terrorist camps. Can you give us some idea of how widespread that investigation might be?
They certainly have put Islamic militants under a great deal of scrutiny. They're under surveillance, and the country at this point is being extremely watchful.
And perhaps we should remind the audience that it's a cell in Hamburg that German officials have tied to plotting the September 11th attacks of a year ago.
Correct. They have identified a core group of seven people, three of whom were pilots on the planes that struck on September 11th, three of whom are now fugitives, and one of whom has been arrested and charged in Germany as an accessory to mass murder. The three who fled Germany shortly before September 11th and are believed to have gone to Afghanistan. Their status has remained unclear for some time, but one of them, Ramzi bin al-Shib, is reported to have been interviewed by Al Jazeera, the Arabic network, and will appear next week in a program that was filmed over the summer. So he clearly, if the program bears it out, is still alive. Another one of the fugitives, Said Bahaji, his family in Morocco say that they have had some indirect contact where people have called them to at least indicate that their son is still alive.
Mr. Finn, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Peter Finn is a reporter for The Washington Post, speaking from Berlin.